As part of Unit 1, you need to be able to describe the main features of a zero-energy urban development project. And a good example of this would be the Bedsead development in South London, which was completed in 2002 and was the UK's first major zero-energy development and is the largest carbon-neutral eco-community in the country. What you need to be able to do is basically describe what are the features that have been used to make this carbon zero development, and also how this helps the area become sustainable. So the residential part of Bedsead includes nearly 100 homes, a mix of townhouses and flats made from natural materials. They also have provided a children's nursery, conference centre, exhibition centre, meeting rooms, offices. And all the buildings have large windows which provide lots of natural light, sunny rooms, and also help allow sun and heat energy in, which would reduce heating bills and obviously the burning of fossil fuels, which would make them sustainable. So the buildings are energy efficient. They all face south, which means they maximise the amount of sunshine they're going to receive during the day. They all have double glazing, which again provides better insulation, which keeps the heat and warmth in, which reduces the energy bills and the amount of energy that is required from fossil fuels. They're built from renewable materials where possible, and all the timber that's been used has come from sustainable forests. That means that whole trees aren't chopped down to provide the wood, but perhaps just the branches, which will grow back over a few years. The buildings have self-sufficient heating and power. Large number of mini wind turbines on the roofs, providing a lot of the electricity and energy required to power lights. And there are also solar panels which provide the heating for water. Within the buildings themselves, they're designed to ensure low energy consumption. So heated water is recycled and it's reused. Buildings are fitted with low energy appliances, for example, washing machines, and low energy light bulbs within properties and also in any corridors. Rainwater is collected and used to flush toilets, and therefore conserving fresh water, which would also make it sustainable. The ecological footprint of a Bedsead resident is about 2 hectares, compared to the average UK household being just over 6 hectares. So considerably lower impact on the environment. Bedsead also encourages car sharing and also encourages working locally or teleworking where you work from home. A Bedsead home uses 90% less energy for heating, 45% less energy for hot water, and 55% less energy for lighting than an ordinary average home in the UK.